DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you know, Paul, we have a plan, and to sit there and know that we want him on the mound, he wants to be on the mound, but we also, he's in the top five in innings pitched in the big leagues, and like we talked about before, just trying to find ways to manage that with him and for him, and, you know, make sure that, you know, we want him for the full season and make sure that he's in a good spot.
Paul Skenes, five innings pitched yesterday, doesn't give up anything, strikes out 10. His career high in strikeouts he's done twice now, that's 11. He had only thrown 78 pitches yesterday when he got pulled. Striking out 10 guys on 78 pitches, that's efficiency. In that first inning, he labored a little bit. He was as good as he's been all year long after that. And he tends to do that, too, against teams that have never seen him before, like AL teams. Yeah. He was dealing. And they yank him after 78. And I'm not sure what to do with that. Yeah, I understand you want to be careful with this guy, and you don't want to overuse him in a year where, let's call it like it is, they're not going to make the playoffs. You don't want him to get overworked and hurt, but we've talked about this a bunch. It's a pseudoscience. Like, they were really careful with Jared Jones. They pulled him in that Mets game last year. He wound up getting hurt during the season. He comes back. They were careful with him then. And he winds up hurting his elbow in spring training. Just because you're careful with a guy doesn't mean that you're protecting the guy.
Yeah.
And look, everybody's different. Skenes looks like he can handle the workload, but that doesn't necessarily mean that his elbow can. So I don't know what to do. This isn't a great place to be as a radio host, but I'll tell you, I was annoyed yesterday when they pulled him out because I wanted to see how he would fare if he went another inning or two, and he absolutely could. I mean, you're 22 pitches away from 100. Let him go out for one more and see what happens.
Yeah, I totally agree. And just trying to get in their minds of why they would want to do something like this. Like, maybe, it's like, what are you playing for? So maybe they want to just save him, and hopefully he can go deeper in ball games in home games where Pittsburgh can see him and not just have to watch him on TV. I don't know. Those are some of the maybe logical things that I can think of. It's like, what are you really playing for?
Yeah, because Don said they're going to try to be creative with ways to protect him, more or less. And that's not a creative way. You just pulled him after 78 right. pitches. Now, I could see building in extra days of rest here and there. They're going to trade at least Andrew Heaney before the deadline. I think that's just a fact. He's a player going into free agency. It wouldn't make much sense to hold on to him until the end of the year. So that'll open up a rotation spot. But if they wanted to, you could go to a six-man rotation. I mean, if you want to stretch Ashcraft out or whatever you want to do, like Bubba Chandler will be up at some point. He probably takes Eni's spot. Maybe Keller gets moved and then you have to fill another rotation spot. If you're moving two starters, it'll be tough to go with the six-man rotation. But I think I would probably prefer that, is let him go whenever he's out there,
uh-huh.
but creatively build in extra days of rest here and there.
Yeah.
Again, you're not contending. So if you need to do one of those piggyback games where you go Ashcraft and Majinski or whatever, you could do that. I would rather let him be able to go deeper into ball games when he does pitch than let him continue to take that typical turn in the rotation and only let him throw 78 pitches. It's not like he was laboring at the end.
No.
He struck out 10 dudes. He was efficient.
It was pretty awesome to watch.
It was great.
It was pretty awesome.
Now, maybe, because I'm sure he knew going in, because he knew the last time out, maybe he's going a little bit more, to quote Deadpool, max effort when he is out there.
Pedal to the metal.
Yeah, I got 78. I know I'm not throwing more than 80 pitches today,
yeah.
So I'm going to go out there, I'm going to blow guys away. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was it. Can he win the Cy Young with a losing record, though? No one's ever done it. He's 4-7. He got the no decision again yesterday. He's first in the National League in ERA. He's second in innings pitched. He's fourth in strikeouts. But here's the humdinger, Dickerson. He's tied for 48th in wins.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's ridiculous.
I say yes.
He can
be
too.
The first one, because if you just use the eye test. This would be one of those situations where I would just use the eye test. And how many of those losses were one run?
Right.
I would use that as well.
I think there's 12 games this year where they've scored two or fewer runs with Paul Skeens on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, you know, back at the beginning of the analytics era, if you will, there was that big conversation, mainstream conversation, do pitcher wins matter? I don't know. I think you can make an argument for both sides. I think all you need to do is look at what this guy's done this year. And if he's a Yankee, if he's a Met, if he's a Philly, name a team, if he's a Cub, if he's a Cardinal, he's probably got 9 or 10 wins right now.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything wrong. We all know that, and I think the national media is smart enough to realize that too. And I'd love to see the guy win the Cy Young, because I think he could have won it last year, should maybe have won it last year. He should absolutely win it this year. Like, I look at what Tarik Skubal's doing, and he's probably going to go back-to-back. He's the left-handed AL version of Paul Skeens, and every time he takes the mound, like their Sunday night baseball game last week did great numbers, and Skubal was outstanding. And every time you're talking about Skubal, you go defending Cy Young winner, and he's got this clout behind his name because he did win the trophy. And I think Skeens deserves it. And I'd like to hear next year when Skeens takes the mound, defending NL Cy Young winner Paul Skeens. It's pretty much the one thing that he and they can play for the rest of the way is that guy getting the Cy Young. And that's another reason why I'm a little bit conflicted with them pulling him out of ball games.
Well, I mean, 10 strikeouts, I mean, it could only go bad. I mean, I guess it could go. It could go right. Better, but like it's like
he could have taken the L yesterday because he gives up one he gives up a run in the sixth inning.
Right. So it's like, I mean, I forget who we talked about. It was like last week or 2 weeks ago of why they took somebody out of the game. Who was it? I forget who it was. It doesn't matter. But it could have gone worse,
mm-hmm.
and then you kind of mess that up. It's like, all right, he's at 10 strikeouts. He's on fire. We know. Let's get him out of there so he can end on a good note.
We ain't gonna score for him. Yep. So screw it.
Yeah, it was a rookie pitcher. Man, it's bothering me. It was their first start 2 weeks ago.
Was it the kid for Milwaukee? That gangly looking Gumby guy?
No. Okay. I think it was for the Pirates.
Oh. Ashcraft?
Was it Ashcraft where he was dealing and they took him out early?
Burroughs?
One of them.
It's happened so many times.
And I was like, well, he's doing well, so like, you know, it can only go bad.
Yeah. And I get that for those guys. And with Skeens, I find myself being conflicted on it. Like, I understand wanting to protect the guy. I do. But someone just texts in, and this is a really good point. Can someone in baseball show me evidence that 80, 90, 100 pitches is some sort of magic number? Right. That's exactly right. So like 70, 80 is fine, but if he threw 95, whoa, Nelly, those 17 extra pitches, they're going to break his arm. And I'm not saying that I know, but it is such an arbitrary, bizarre, like, whoa, boy, we can't let him go 100 pitches because it's, you go from double digits to triple digits. Whoa! You hold him to 94, he's going to be fine. You throw him 101, yikes! His arm's going to fall off. He's going to rear back to throw 100, and his arm is actually going to land in Henry Davis's glove at 101 pitches. Can't possibly do it. I don't know what the answer is. I don't think they know what the answer is. I don't think any front office in Major League Baseball knows what the actual right formula is on this. Like, they were very careful, the Nationals were, with Steven Strasburg, and it didn't matter. That guy was dealing with arm injuries his entire career. Like, they wouldn't, they capped him at innings, they go into the postseason, he doesn't pitch in the postseason because they wanted to protect him. And what did that do? He still wound up getting hurt. In that year, you could have maybe won the World Series with one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, but he's sitting there riding the pine in the dugout. What kind of sense is that? Yes, it was Ashcraft after 3 innings and 38 pitches.
Okay.
I couldn't remember either, but I think that was the weekend. By 8:30, I'll be sharp as a tack.
Same.
And by that, I mean 8:30 tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
My God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ooh, tiny!
Inevitable! Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.